Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. For those who think that the only good government is no government or a highly privatized one, you might want to hear about the so-called Congo Free State, a privately held nation run like any good corporation for maximum profit. On June 3rd in 1885, Belgian King Leopold II decided to become the sole shareholder and owner of the Association Internationale Africaine, the company that purportedly owned all of the Congo Free State, an area that represented the present Democratic Republic of the Congo. It took a bit of handiwork for Leopold to pull this off. Among other things, he promised that his motives were purely humanitarian. In a carefully worded letter to U.S. President Chester Arthur, he proposed that as an entirely disinterested humanitarian body, the association would administer the Congo for the good of all, handing over power to the locals as soon as they were ready for that grave responsibility. If this sounds similar to our own disastrous invasion of Iraq, the comparison is apt, at least up to a point. But Leopold went beyond merely colonizing the Congo. He set up a system of forced slave labor that brutalized the local population. According to Adam Hochschild, the forced labor system directly and indirectly eliminated about 20% of the population of the Congo. In addition to the brutal working conditions, where the natives mined for copper and other minerals, white officials carried out wholesale massacres during rubber collecting expeditions, and hundreds of thousands of Congolese were murdered outright. So grim was the slaughter that Joseph Conrad penned his darkest novel to capture the moral rot at the center of Leopold's private enterprise, Heart of Darkness. Eventually, in 1908, the Belgian government abolished the Congo Free State and annexed the region, governing it as a formal colony. The natives were still colonized, but that governing arrangement was far more kind than the privatized hell that Leopold had created. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.